No panty waist union hours. The formation of the 303rd Bombardment Group was described by the unit's first official diary entry, dated February 16, 1942, just more than 2 months after the Japanese sneak attack on Pearl Harbor and America's subsequent entry into the war. In compliance with General Orders No. 5, confidential, Headquarters 2nd Air Force, Fort George Wright, Washington, dated February 3, 1942, the 303rd Bombardment Group H for heavy, was activated on February 3, 1942, at Army Air Base Pendleton Field, Pendleton, Oregon, and was assigned to Air Force Combat Command. The 303rd was organized into a headquarters unit, three heavy bombardment flying squadrons, and a heavy reconnaissance squadron. The flying units were the 358th, 359th, and 360th Bombardment H squadrons, and the 31st Reconnaissance H squadron. On the day of the 303rd's formation, the squadrons were little more than placeholders with no personnel, equipment, or aircraft. However, men from existing units were assigned to make up a core element, and the 303rd moved its flag to Gowan Field at Boise, Idaho, on February 13, 1942. The unit received its first aircraft, four B-17Es and three C-39s, two-engine transport aircraft intended for training, on February 16th. From that day, personnel and aircraft arrived in increasing numbers as the 303rd started readying for combat. Its parent organization, the 2nd Air Force, intended it to be ready in time to move overseas and start combat operations beginning in June 1942. Gowan had been finished for less than a year when the 303rd arrived. Named after an Air Corps pilot from Idaho who had been killed in a flying accident in Panama, it was located just south of Boise. Although it was cold in winter and hot during the summer, flying conditions were generally favorable, and it served as a training base for bomber units throughout the war and beyond. And the citizens of Boise made the men of those units feel welcome. "I had a good time at Gowan," John Ford said. "We were able to get passes into town and enjoyed ourselves quite a bit. And I had a girl there." There were